Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is, Have I Lost My True Identity? And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I would like to help you shed the shackles of the past. That's right, going all the way back to early childhood. The shackles of the past, and become the person you were always meant to be. You know, I was driving home this morning, and all of a sudden I saw a beautiful white duck. I think it got out of somebody's backyard. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful bird. And it was, you know, I used to have a friend, and one time I said to him, It is what it is. And he really liked that. And from that moment on, a lot of times we'd be talking and then he would say, It is what it is. Well, the duck is what it is, and it's beautiful. But you see, the duck is not traumatized the way humans are. You do not realize, I don't think, the extent to which people are traumatized. And I don't know how quite to make you aware of it other than to remind you of when you were a little child and you saw some injustice. Your mom was being mean or yelling at you or screaming at you, or she was saying mean things about your dad, and you became angry. That was one of your first traumas right there. And maybe she had no patience for you at all, and you began to cry. And then she saw that you were crying. She didn't want other people to see that she had been yelling and screaming at you or what have you, and so she felt guilty, because it's wrong to be impatient with a little child. It's wrong to scream at a little child. So she felt guilty, and then she was extra nice. She was too nice. So she was either mean or too nice. Mean or too nice. So it's like the good guy, bad guy routine. You remember that from the old detective and police shows on television. You know, they would get one guy and they would have a bad guy come in, and he would try to get a confession out of the person. And then he would go away, and then some other guy would come in, real nice guy. Hey, how you doing? Would you like a cup of coffee? Would you like soda? Hey, how about a cigarette? Hey, how's it going? And then tried to get the information out of the suspect that way. You see what I mean? So it's good guy, bad guy. Mean or too nice. And they were both corrupting. There's the trauma. They were both corrupting. The meanness got inside of you. The anger then fed what was inside and the memory of what was inside. And then you became angry. Some little kids are angry at everything. They break their toys and they get angry. But there's a reason why they're angry. Somebody is teasing them. Somebody is being cruel to them. A parent or a babysitter or a daycare provider or a brother or sister, someone. See, so that's an injustice. And then father was supposed to be there to protect the child from such things. He was to be strong, noble, brave, kind, with a twinkle in his eye, good-natured, easygoing, but firm with any nonsense. And when people came with nonsense, pressuring the little child or being mean to the little child, he said, knock it off. See? So he was a good dad, and he was there for you. That's what you needed. But if he wasn't there for you, then that was an injustice there. So there's more anger, more resentment. You see? So, I could go on and on about school and about bullies and about teachers and about pressure, the pressure of education to study, to study, to study, to be ambitious, to win for the coach, to get better grades, more classes, more study. See? To please someone. So there's pressure everywhere. Then there's peer pressure. sex pressure, drug pressure, gang pressure. Pressure. Now, what's the result? The prince or the princess you could have been, you are not. You've been altered. You've been changed. You've been transmogrified. I'm a man with a microphone, so people ask. No, I don't have a church. I do not have a church. I'm just a person, and I open my mouth and I talk. And if what I say strikes a responsive chord, then that's good. If you had never been traumatized, if you had never become resentful and angry, you would have been on a trajectory to become a prince or a princess, and then to move toward God and toward eternal life. But instead, you were downgraded into an animal, an angry animal, a vicious animal, a sneaky animal, a double-dealing animal, a vain animal, a prideful animal. You see? So the duck doesn't have all those problems. He grows up and becomes a beautiful duck, just what he was meant to be, but the human has changed. These traumas, they change the human. So now, do you see what trauma is? You look at people. You look at someone when they're young, and then you look at them when they're 30 or 40 or 50 or 60. Sometimes you don't even recognize them. They've changed so much. See, it changes us. And then after that, then we sense the change. We sense we've lost our identity, so we look for it. But unfortunately, you look for it out in the world. You don't look for it within. Your true identity is with your Creator, but instead you look for it out in the world. And then what happens? More corruption comes in. Then you identify with worldly heroes and ball players and corporate managers and singers and icons and various figures, religious figures and gurus, and you identify with that stuff. You try to take your identity from there, but more corruption comes in and you become dependent on it. And then you feel empty because you've lost love from within. You've lost your Creator. You've lost the purpose of life. And so now what do? You look for it on the outside, and when you can't find it, then you comfort yourself with food, with drugs, with marijuana, see, and with daydreams. When people are young, they dream of the future of being great and have goals and plans, but when they get old, they just think of the past. They waste away, losing themselves in thoughts and fantasies and images from the past. So there's more corruption. You see how the outside got in, and then when it's on the inside, then it's an endless stream of corruption. So now what do? Well, you have to begin by seeing that you've been corrupted and you don't know who you are. And you have to start searching and search within, not outside, not in a book, not in a building, not in a person, not in a substance, not in more study, but within. And so how do? That? Well, you learn to become still. See, God said it very beautifully, very beautifully. He said, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still. So can you be still? Can you go in your room and close the door and sit in a chair and become still? Well, it's hard now because you become antsy, nervous. You begin to feel a vague something wrong. You're not used to reality anymore, to stillness. So then what do? You reach for your iPhone. You start daydreaming of anything, something what you're going to go to the store and buy, or just anything that pops into your mind. You fall into it and drift away with it to escape from reality. To escape from reality, but reality where your Creator is. That's how you can get better. And First, it'll feel like conscience. See, your intuition, what you know in your heart from your creator, if you had stayed close to it, but instead you became angry and you fell away from it. It wasn't your fault because you were just a little child, but now you're a big person. Now you can refine it. And at first it'll be like conscience, and it won't feel good, but it's good for you. You understand? It won't feel good, but conscience is good for you. Learn to sit still and get my little meditation and sit quietly and experience conscience and become as you were when you were a little child long ago and begin your journey back to your true self, a great adventure through life, and everything that you do, everything that that happens to you will then be for good. It says in the Bible, all things work for good for those who love the Lord. So do you love the Lord? Do you love God? Deep down in your heart, do you love Him? Never mind whether you're all messed up or not. It doesn't matter. Do you love God? Deep down in your heart, you love what's right. You love what's sweet. You love the innocence of children. Well, then you love God. And you know what? The journey begins. Just learn to be still. Get the little meditation in. You'll be on your way. Guaranteed. You see, there's a timeless realm. A realm of perfect patience. Perfect love. Perfect stillness. And when your soul, see, when your soul is aligned with God, then it is very close to that timeless realm. In the moment, see, you're in the world. You're in the world, but not of the world. You're in the world, but it's a little distant. You're in the world, but you're very close to this timeless realm. And Christ was so close to the Father. So close to the Father that at some point he could step across into that realm. Just like on Star Trek, remember they had a transporter? I forget what it was called, but a person would go in it and they would dematerialize and then they would materialize somewhere else. Well, such magic is possible. You see, everything God does is magical. Look at a butterfly or the way the clouds move across the blue sky. Look at the sweetness in a little child. Look at the beauty of nature and you'll see magic everywhere. Well, God is perfectly capable of helping you get better. But you must find Him. Become still. And know that He is God. And you will find Him. And He will come to your aid. Some of you are getting the 15-minute version. It's a half-hour program. So if yours is only 15 minutes, go to SheddingShackles.com where you can hear the whole 30-minute program.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. On SheddingShackles.com, you can watch Roland's many video lectures, including The Power of an Understanding Heart, Why and How to Meditate, and his latest video on Flowing from Within. Simply go to SheddingShackles.com and click on the left-hand icon Watch. I'm also a pianist and played some of the music examples that you hear, such as Sevilla by the Spanish composer Isaac Albeniz. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Roland. I'm so grateful for this time that I have to be on the radio. It's a beautiful time that we have right now in this country. We have some domestic tranquility. We have a noble man in the White House. And we have time right now. We have time. I have time to make this program. I'm on all over the country now. I'm on the air. I think it's 27 stations all across the country. Yes, I'm only on for a short time on some of them, only 15 minutes, but you know what? 15 minutes is enough. 15 minutes is enough to wake up. Wake up and become yourself again. I'm going to tell you a story. I've told this many, many times over the past 30 years. That's right, I've been on the air for 30 years now. There was a young man, he was driving his car, and he was a very angry man. You know how a lot of people are angry. Well, he was angry at everything, resentful and angry. He was driving, and a lady changed lanes right in front of him, and he became angry at the lady. He said he thought she cut her off. Actually, she probably didn't, but he was just angry. So he pulled up beside her car, you know, on the passenger side. He pulled up in the lane next to her, and he rolled his window down, and he began to scream. I think there was a red light, so they were stopped at the red light. He was in his vehicle on the passenger side of her vehicle, and he rolled his window down. He began to yell mean things at her, very, very mean things. And there was a little girl sitting in the front seat next to her mommy, and the little girl looked at him, and she burst into tears. And the man was stricken. He drove over and parked at the curb, and he began to weep. Great big heaving sobs, because he saw himself in the eyes of that little girl when she cried. He suddenly realized how wrong he was. And it was a great awakening for him. From that moment on, he began to change for the better. Not instantly, totally better, but that was a beginning. And he got better. Do you understand that you can awaken in a lightning flash? I'll tell you another story. This is a true story. I heard a very nice man on the radio tell this story, a very nice man. He said that when his little girl was, you know, like 3 years old or something, they were taking her to daycare. And usually mommy took her to daycare, but this day daddy took her. And when they got there, she clung to him. He was carrying her, and she clung with her arms around his neck. She clung to her daddy. And in his heart, he knew that something was wrong. He didn't know what it was, but he knew that something was wrong. And he went back to the car, and they went home. And she never went back to that daycare again. And years later, he found out that something awful was happening at that daycare, something awful. And you see, he trusted what he knew in his heart. In his heart, he knew that he should go home with his little girl, and he did. So it doesn't take a long time. You can awaken in a lightning flash. You see the truth wordlessly. But instead of doubting it, instead of being selfish, you heed that wordless warning, and you get better. So we have a little time now, a little time for you to ponder life, for you to hear this program, hear someone like me. Pray God that my words might awaken you, and that you might begin to turn your life around and become the dad that you've always wanted to be, or the mom. And let go of the past, and when you let go of it, you know what you let go of? You also let go of the corruption and the falsity that came into you. Don't you find yourself being false now with people, false with your kids? Let it go. Become sweet. Become kind. Have a sweet calmness about you. Your children will prosper and be happy. And your partner will see that and be touched by it. And then get the little meditation and start to practice it that I have. It's only 8 minutes long. It may be all you need. It may be all you need. Combined with a little wake-up call of this program to turn your life around. Now you're all stressed out because you're reacting to everything. See, you fell. I made a short lecture about this, and it's on YouTube. I divided it up into four parts. It's about Swedenborg's interpretation of Genesis 1. See, the human being fell by dividing truth from love. By dividing truth from love, the human being fell from the heavenly estate within and fell into the flesh. See, that's how we became animal. Now you must become rehumanized again. You become more like you were when you were a little child. You were closer to God when you were a little tiny child than you've ever been since. Christ said, unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And so you must be rehumanized. You must refine that happy-go-lucky spirit, that blithe spirit, that carefree spirit, and enjoy God's beautiful earth, and stop resenting people. Stop resenting your wife. See that she's just a lady. And stop judging your husband. See that he's just a man. And be patient with your kids. Be patient with them. Enjoy them, all the cute little things that they do, and stop pressuring them. And life will be sweet, and you will start returning to your Creator, the one who made thee. And yes, He is kind, and He is gracious, and you'll find that out too. Not because I say so, but because that's the way it'll be when you turn toward your Creator and stop resenting other people. Never mind whether you're all messed up or not. It doesn't matter. Do you love God? Deep down in your heart, you love what's right. You love what's sweet. You love the innocence of children. Well, then you love God. And you know what? The journey begins. Just learn to be still. Get the little meditation and you'll be on your way. Guaranteed. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids? If communication is not so good. Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after? How to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. I'm here to help you by simply awakening you to what you know in your heart, because that comes from God. That was the beginning. That was your innocence. That was your sweetness. That was your perceptiveness. And you've set it aside. Now you must refine it. So, may I recommend that you get the little meditation that will teach you how to become still and get a little separation from those thoughts that now pull you into them, and those emotions that pull you into them. When you stand back, you're free to realize. You're free to understand, and you're free to be patient. And when you're lost in your emotions and your thoughts, you're not free. You are compulsive, and you move with impatience or anger or resentment. Stand back, and you will discover a whole new way of living. And you will also discover something else. Not because I say so, but because that's the way it will be. You'll discover God's gracious forgiveness and His kindness. And life becomes sweet. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.